Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome to this show. It is wonderful to be here with you. I so enjoy doing this every other week, where we can come together in almost a full hour of connecting with love and higher consciousness, connecting with our soul's purpose. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of the number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribe for the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers. And Love's Curriculum has also really become my heart's movement to work with the High Council to bring love and higher consciousness to the world, to inspire each one of us to be love in the world, to be the change in the world, to show up and make a difference, to live from oneness and our soul's purpose, and to invite connection and love. So welcome. And today we are going to talk about what I call rememberings. So remembering our soul origin, our soul essence as part of our awakening process, remembering your soul's journey and why you are here. What is it about this time that you are here? Remembering your connection to other planets and realms and dimensions. And ultimately, remembering that you are love and you are connected to all and part of this great big whole that is awakening. And remembering your part in that. So I will share a bit of my own journey of remembering, read from Love's Curriculum. And hopefully we have some time. I'll lead a meditation, one of my favorite meditations from the book, The Heart of Jesus Meditation. And then I'm going to take callers, so you can call in and ask the High Council a question or for a mini message. So it's your opportunity. It's a great opportunity to connect with the High Council, those who gave us the messages in Love's Curriculum, but to connect with them on an individual basis for your own life and with your own questions. So as I always do, I like to start with the surrender and intention, where I surrender this session to let Spirit talk through me so that my higher self and my divine connection and the beings that work with me can speak to you and deliver the highest messages, and then I can step out of the way and step out of my own ego or fears or doubts and let the Holy Spirit guide me. So I surrender this session to Spirit. I intend that Spirit speak through me, use my words and my hands and my feet, use my journey to help you and allow me to be of service here, and that this be of the highest good of all, in the name of love. And so it is. So I like to call it rememberings with a capital R, and because it really is almost, it's a special type of remembering. It's this spiritual remembering, this soul remembering. It's part of our awakening to who we really are, that we are these spiritual beings having this human experience, and that this spiritual beingness has a story, has a journey, that the soul part of us has connections with certain realms and other guides that we are meant to bring here. And some of you may know of my own journey of remembering that started with, well, my own remembering in particular of my soul essence as a star child, what I've called a star child. I now have heard it also referred to perhaps as star seed, but I'm still not really clear on designations and where I fit in. But I do know that that word star child seems to resonate because it's a feeling of being from another planet, not being of this earthly realm. That my soul, yes, it has journeyed in this earthly realm. It has had lifetimes here, but it also remembers lifetimes in the fairy realm and in more magical realms and in light realms, realms where what I suppose we could say could be identified with other planets or galaxies, but it's a more of a different dimension or a spiritual realm of light and love and higher consciousness as well. Perhaps some of you are relating to my words, and that is one reason it felt very important to me that I included a lot of my journey of remembering in the afterword to Love's curriculum and in the appendices. Because I thought it's so important to share my own journey of remembering, to help others remember, to help you wake up to this remembering. Because it's through remembering this that we are going to change the world. It's what the world is calling for now. A different way, remembering this connection we have to light, to higher understanding. And I also want to give a shout out to the work of Matthias De Stefano. He is a young gentleman from South America, but in 2013, I know he had some YouTube videos, beautiful videos about his own remembering, because he pretty much remembered a lot of why we are here and encouraged others who were remembering to write it down, to share it. So he really inspired me to actually start to write what this soul essence wanted to share, the soul essence part of me that I could call my star child part or my light being part. Felt very light. And from connecting with that, I learned that I have come to Earth to help the world wake up. I am a soul who has come through the ages to lead us all home. And I am one of many such lights. And I'm reading that from the appendices in Love's curriculum. That's what I learned, and I am one of many. So I hope that even hearing that is helping wake up in you, if you weren't already starting to become aware of this light being you, or this being that's connected to higher dimension, higher worlds, other worlds, and that's here for a reason. And maybe some of you have already begun a pretty intense remembering. I, since scribing Love's curriculum, all of this was pretty new to me at the time, and I just trusted what the High Council gave me. But afterwards, I've done more research, and I see how there are lots of people who've been remembering, and different work out there, and much support, and different flavors to it all, like different paths that we can take with this. And I hope that Love's curriculum is one path as well, that it can be of service and also draw to it those who it's meant for, those who resonate with this particular flavor and path and this remembering of our soul essence, our soul journey, our reason for being here. So now, that is a lot of what I'm doing, is also helping others remember this specific connection they have, or specific things about their soul's journey, or what they remember about their true soul essence and why they're here. And I do that through my 90-day program called The Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose. And if you want to learn more, please go to my website on the mentoring page. And you can contact me directly from there even and book a clarity session to learn more. But a lot of it is about helping you remember, or if you've already started to remember, helping put it into action, helping strengthen that connection with your guides so that you can do what you're remembering you're here to do. So, yes, my own journey, a lot of remembering, a lot of great teachers helping me on that path. And a lot of fear came up for me around this. It was a bit like coming out of the closet to say, hey, I'm a star child and I can channel this and I'm connected and I have a soul assignment. Just speaking those words felt scary for me in the start. So perhaps you can relate to that as well. And we all need support through that fear that it's so important to join with others. Join with others who understand when you talk about that. That is so important. In Love's curriculum, well, when I was scribing it, the High Council, I was often dialoguing with them for personal support. And they would say, hang out with like-minded others. It will help strengthen and trust this remembering and feel okay in it. Because it does feel a little odd at first, or at least for me, and from where I had come as a lawyer and not having friends my whole life who were into this. Although luckily, just as I was having this remembering of my soul assignment, I had met a dear friend who had similar rememberings and was such a support. And I had counselors and teachers and other friends supporting me. And one of the coolest things that came out as I was remembering this part of me, I took a workshop on intuition. I talk about it in the book as well by Henri McKinnon. And it was about strengthening your connection with guides and past lives. And it really opened another window for me or door to believing and really bringing home this idea of what is it, the star child essence. Before it had just been kind of it felt true. And I knew I didn't feel like I was from here quite, and I knew my soul came from somewhere and it had a purpose here. And yet it wasn't really, concrete or detailed. I hadn't really studied it or allowed it to grow and nurture it. So at this workshop, which I took with my mother, which was amazing, because I think I had this fear she wouldn't understand. And yet she did, and she actually had her own rememberings, and it really brought us together and really helped me get more comfortable being in my own skin and talking about this and being out there in the world with this part of me. So what I came to know about my soul essence as I started to tune in more and more to this star child light being quality that I was becoming aware of, this aspect of me, I tuned in and I would scribe basically what she had to say. And I've included a lot of it in the appendices to Love's curriculum. But what I even came to come up with a name for this beingness, this being that I know is, I guess you could call the key part of my soul that is here right now in this human form. This soul essence, I like to call it, this key kind of soul origin. Perhaps it's the highest self of my soul, this light being part. And I came to call her a Saskiana. Although, even saying it now, I'm thinking that's not right, because I couldn't quite put into words in our third dimension what the name was, a Saskiana, but it had this ring. And since scribing Love's curriculum and publishing it, I've met people and started to see more and more of what's out there and people who speak light languages. And those, I believe, too, are coming from these other realms, these higher realms or other planets. So I tried to put this light language name into as clear a form as I could. But I did connect with her, and she as well is a part of me that works with the High Council. So it's an interesting thing when we become aware of these aspects of us, because we can know them all at once. So I know that I'm Jenny here as well, this human me, but I also can tap into this Saskiana part of me at times. And when I channel the High Council for groups and lead them, sometimes she shows up as one of the members of the High Council coming through. And it's that higher self of me, that higher soul essence coming through. And this is one of the things I learned, that I have come to help and I am fulfilling my assignment. I have great messages to deliver that will change the face of the world. I surrender. I am in the flow. So that is what a Saskiana part of me has come here to do. And I feel blessed to be of service and to be able to be here in this platform speaking with you as Jenny and as this higher self me, the soul essence me coming through. and that I can help wake up that part in you, that you can also know that higher light being part of you, that light worker part of you, that love advocate part of you that is here for a reason, that can remember that you can remember why you came, what you signed up to do, and who you're connected to. So that's a lot of what Love's curriculum is about as well, is that we are connected with all of these loving divine helpers. And through Love's curriculum, as I was channeling and scribing the words, they spoke often about this galactic oneness, other planets, realms, dimensions, that it's not just about this third dimension, that there are angels and guides that I had become more comfortable knowing about, angels and spirit guides or animal guides. But then opening to this idea that there are other light beings from other realms, that there are what we might call extraterrestrial or alien type beings as well that are working for light and love. So I know when I first started to think about that, it was a little scary. I thought, aliens? I don't know. Yes, angels. Yes, spirit guides. Yes, to past lives. But what does it mean, these alien energies? And for me, they weren't actual physical beings in this third dimension. But through this intuition workshop, I began to open to the idea that some of these spiritual realm guides come from different planets, so to speak, so what we might call aliens or different galaxies. And that just like humans, there are those from other galaxies and planets working for love and light, and those who have forgotten and are working more for the ego as of yet, and that we are also helping them wake up. So I'm going to read a quick quote from chapter 16, because what helped me through my initial fear of this idea of opening beyond just the angelic realm and spirit guide realm or loved ones who've passed on into this idea of higher light beings and other galaxies and planetary beings. I was pretty scared at first. I went into a bit of paranoia. Maybe our movies don't help with that, I suppose. The science fiction, some of the movies. So I asked, I just said, okay, Jesus, because he's one of my key guides, please help me know the truth here. And so I surrendered to the truth and to Jesus, and I got a very clear vision of Jesus standing with some of these other light beings, these other alien, what we might call alien beings, standing side by side and saying, they're okay, they're with me. So that helped me realize that there were many from other worlds and realms and dimensions wanting to help, and they were working with this pure love of Jesus and the angels. So I will read this little paragraph. That this is actually in Love's curriculum. So Jesus, this is from the voice of Jesus and what he has to say. All aliens, in quotes, walk alongside me as well. For we are all joined in love and light, and eventually all at home in peace and love. And for the time being, it appears that there are actors for the dark among all races, creeds, and planetary beings. They are listening to the voice of the ego, appearing to do so, as the whole continues to awaken to the truth that it is all light, and that darkness is a mere shadow and figment of the imagination that has forgotten God, but can never truly forget. And your remembering helps all to remember eventually, as it seems to happen here in time. Your remembering is important to all of us. Your remembering of your connection to your higher soul self and your soul essence and your nature as love and light is part of the awakening, and it helps wake up the whole. Those are my own words at the end. So, we are remembering. What are we remembering? Many things, like what I just said, our nature is love and light, ultimately, our connection to other realms, like the fairy realm, the animal realm, our star child nature or star seed nature, these other dimensions and realms that our souls have are a part of, that our higher self resonates with. And basically that we, when we identify with that higher soul self, that we're meant to then bring it here, bring that connection here to help all wake up and remember this greater galactic interdimensional connection, this huge whole that we are a part of that is waking up, this one mind that is not just limited to Earth, but goes beyond what we can see with our third dimensional senses. And what does it feel like to remember? Why remember? What does it feel like? Well, I can tell you it feels like fully being seen for who you are. There's a sense of feeling at home when we honor these true soul aspects, these true soul essences. Things can start to make sense. Oh, that's why I feel this way. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm called to do that. I remember. And in the past, you may have had this feeling that you didn't belong here quite, that you were the odd one out, or you didn't belong to your family, or you must have been dropped off here and left. For some of us, that can feel that way. Or you couldn't understand how people could eat meat because you're more connected to a different realm that doesn't do that. Like, it's just one example. So remembering, when we can remember our true essence and then allow it to then be here with us, to let that part of us be here in this third dimension, then we can feel like we belong and we're at home here. Because we're being here as the true us, as what needs to be here. So I encourage all of you to keep saying yes to remembering, to share it with other like-minded others, to write it down, to join here, to join me on my Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, to book a complimentary clarity session, to read Love's curriculum, and to find all those other wonderful teachers and paths out there. All right, so we are going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to read from Chapter 5 of Love's Curriculum, which is Remembering Divine Oneness.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hogue Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of The Ultimate Spiritual Read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogue Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring rememberings of our soul origin and highest self, and our connection to the universal galactic divine oneness. And I am now going to read from Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which I channeled for the High Council. And this is Chapter 5, Remembering the Divine Oneness, and it's in the voice of a great teacher, an awakened one. And remembering, it was just about to start this chapter, it makes me remember that I was scribing all this and just closing my eyes and typing what I heard in an inner dictation, not knowing if it made sense or where it was all headed. And I can remember the trust it took because I was just not really knowing about this idea of our connection, this other realms and dimensions. I hadn't really studied a lot. I didn't really know about it. So I just came through me here. And since scribing the book, I've been working with groups and learning more and having more revealed, as well as seeing that there are teachers, even Doreen Virtue has stuff out there, that there are many others talking about this idea. I think the famous actors even who've been talking about being from the Pleiades and other places for years, but it just wasn't on my radar until after publishing Love's Curriculum or after scribing it. So sit back, because this chapter is going to talk a lot about our connection to a big universal galactic divine oneness. Here we go. You are not broken, for love is not broken, and you are love. A great remembering is upon us. It is remembering that love is all there is, and that you are love. We are here to help you again to do this. We offer you a new reminder as your planet takes the next step. You see, this remembering is beyond humans on this planet and the story in the illusion of Jesus leading us home. The Holy Spirit has taken many forms to help lead all home to God, and God goes beyond the earth and Jesus. Jesus himself is surrendered into the pure light, but comes back in some shape and form to teach and guide you onward and upward, inward, to the light. I am a great teacher from your planet. I am overseeing. I am very angelic. I am love and compassion, the wings of a dove. I am the leader of another story. Just as Jesus leads you home here in this story on earth, I lead the other light worlds home in other realms and dimensions beyond. And again, I am you and you are me, as we are all one mind. Remember that you are not alone. There are many in other realms and other dimensions and on other planets, and all are evolving back to God. As the boundaries between the worlds fade, we may see each other and help each other and remember that we too are all one. The bridge. There are many among you like me, many light beings and light workers who come from other realms to connect Earth with the other realms, dimensions, and planets. We have gone a bit ahead and helped lead Earth there. And of course, in truth, there is no time and space. It just appears that way in this thought of separation and the resulting illusion of time and space. I am part of the High Galactic Council. We are all under the same love, the love of Jesus, of Buddha, of galactic love, of angels, of indigo and pink. Eventually, we all wake up totally home, and we are all on the path of remembering. We can help as the separated ones do the Love's curriculum. We, the other realms, are eager to help. Tuning in to angels will be a great help, or guides from other light worlds, or fairies. That will be part of the great awakening. Your awareness and existence goes beyond the earthly world and story of Jesus. It is the same as and joined with other similar stories and planets. There is a great cosmic awakening. Remember that you are joined in this and not isolated and alone as a people and a race and a planet. And this is not to say that these other places are far away out in space. For all of it is joined here now, beyond time and space. We are here through a veil very close, right here. We join with you in the heart center, love. Just shift your focus a bit, and you will feel us here. You will know our presence. You may let Jesus guide you there to what is right for you. You need make no choice between believing in Jesus as Savior and his teachings, or believing in us from other planets, realms, and dimensions. They are one. They are the same. It is safe to open up your eyes to see what you are a part of. That is a huge next step on our evolution. Eventually, all beings, all worlds will function more as one, as it is meant to be, moving more and more into unity and oneness. It is a great remembering. All right. So there is parts of chapter 5, Remembering the Divine Oneness, by a great teacher, an awakened one, who is connected to other planets, realms, and dimensions. So I encourage you, if you wish to read the whole chapter, because there was more there, I just took little segments, and there is much more in the entire book. There's also a chapter 16 called Galactic Oneness, A Call to Lightworkers, and that's by a alien type or other light being called Mondor, who works with Jesus. So there's lots more throughout Love's curriculum. But what I love is always coming back to this idea of not seeing separation, this idea that we are one, that we live within the one mind, that I am you and you are me, and that we are all love. All right. So I have a choice now whether to guide you in a little meditation. I think we will do that because I'm feeling that connecting with our hearts right now, right? That's where we feel this connection to this divine oneness. So I'm going to guide us in a meditation, then we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll take callers. All right. So this is also from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 8, Knowing You Are Love. Some of you may have seen or heard this meditation on Facebook or YouTube or on my website, lovescurriculum.com. But it's the voice of Jesus. He's guiding us on a meditation called the Meditation of Knowing You Are Love, or the Heart of Jesus Meditation. So if you're able, if you're not driving, speeding down the highway, or, I don't know, cooking a meal or something like that, but if you're sitting down where you can close your eyes and partake in this meditation, I invite you to. And if not, you can listen to the replay later, or find it on YouTube as well, or in the book. All right, so this is again Jesus speaking to us and guiding us. Breathe in fully and completely, slowly, 3 times. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. Concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then feel the breath drop to your heart. You are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon, it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ mind. Notice it feels fiery now. and let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love, compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me still standing there with you, in front of you. Now my outstretched hands holding yours, looking into each other's eyes, breathing together. Now let us meld into one. Notice there is a golden white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away, and we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience of formless light that we share. And now breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks reasons that we cannot join, like arrogance, unworthiness, hearsay, and share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose a voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. And do it for all. All right, so taking a few breaths as you allow this energy, this joining with the heart of Jesus. And we are going to now take a quick break and then come back and take callers. And I'm just going to grab the number here again because I forgot, so then I can give it to you. Here it is. I know it's 1-888-627-6008 is the number to call. And you can ask the High Council a question about something in your life, or you can simply ask for a mini message. What does the High Council want to share with you? So call in. The number again is 888-627-6008, and we're just going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be back with our callers.
Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are talking about rememberings, remembering our soul origin and our connection to divine oneness. And I'm taking callers, and I'm just going to tune in before I have Karen, but I'm just going to do my little surrender. So I'm asking that the High Council come through me. I surrender, and I ask that my guides help me be a clear conduit to deliver these messages, and that they be in the highest good of all. So it is. All right. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am, Jenny. Thank you.
Wonderful. So are you? Do you have a question, or you're looking for a message?
I think I'm looking for a message, but I do have to tell you that looking at your picture and feeling your heart's energy, we are definitely connected on a soul's level.
Oh,
and
nice.
I feel we are sisters from former planetary lifetimes.
Wow. So there you go. Some remembering. Beautiful.
Yeah, I have definitely been remembering a lot these last couple years and recalling childhood memories. Things that I do know I remembered as a child but blocked out because of our social society and not feeling, you know, that that would have been accepted. But I'm definitely aware now and accepting all gifts.
Wonderful. Well, let's see what the High Council has for you then here.
Thank you.
You can hear me okay? Great. Okay. So I'm just taking a few breaths to tune into their energy. Welcome, Karen. It is indeed good to see you here. And you are a sister here with Jenny, with us on the High Council, a sister in light and love. And we see of late your strength and bravery in remembering and choosing to go out in the world with who you truly are and why you've truly come. And we wish to offer you some love and light, like a bubble of love and light, that you remember that you are connected with us as you journey in the world, that you are connected with sisters and brothers in form who are also remembering. And so to continue to reach out and to join, as Jenny was saying in her talk today, to join with like-minded others, to help with your remembering, to help feel safe and okay to remember, to help.
Thank you.
And to help heal any blocks, any fears that may still come up around remembering, any childhood fears, or that to be gentle with yourself. And we just right now, because we're connected to you here, we're just going to energetically, if you place your hand on your heart, we're going to flood you with this connection of love and support and belonging. And we look forward to working more with you, to coming through to you in your dreams and visions and meditation and in your rememberings.
Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you.
Blessings to you and all that are listening.
Much love to you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see, the number to call is 888-627-6008. And you can ask a question or get a message from the High Council. Get a little connection there. Let them introduce themselves to you and send you some love and connection. Just wait again. It's 888-627-6008. I know we had one caller drop off the line here just a minute ago, so if you tried to get through and couldn't, just try again. I'm going to keep the lines open here a little bit more. And if we don't get another caller, then I'm going to go to a group message. So beautiful, this energy that we create here together. And again, so as we're waiting, giving a little space for some more callers before I move into the group message, to feel in your own hearts this connection that you are meant to be here listening, that just like Karen, there are others that you can join with and meet, and that you belong. All right, so I have Lori on line one. Welcome, Lori, and I'm still going to hear just surrender back and let the High Council help you.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello. And do you have wishing a message or a question? I am great. Yes, I love being in this energy, so I'm feeling very good.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I guess I do have a question. I'm just about to step into work that I think I've been preparing for years, and it feels like what I'm made to do. I was wondering if maybe the High Council had some words to share about that for me.
All right. Wonderful. So again, I'm asking, just surrendering my own self, putting that aside and letting the High Council, that they come through for you, Lori, in the highest good of all, and that I be a clear conduit. Dear one, we are so proud of you, and we wish to give you words of congratulations on all that you have done, all the fears that you have stepped through, all the boxes that you have stepped out of in order to keep answering this call of your heart to serve and to touch others and to join. So we'd like to start with that, with our gratitude for you. And we want a little clarification in terms of your question. Is it about the direction or just what would be good to know as you take a step?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty clear, I think, in terms of direction. But I do notice that sometimes my self-confidence is not always there. So if there are some words that I can remember to come back to when I'm doubting my capabilities, that would be great.
Yes. So we do have some words for you. One, the simple one, is that I am love. So that's, I mean, it's basic and yet powerful, the I am statement, and for you to say, I am love, that you are indeed love in action, that love is working through you, that love is guiding you, that love is comforting you, that love is there no matter what, that love is there even if you're feeling less than confident or judging yourself, to know that everyone has those feelings, those moments, and it's about bringing love to yourself there as well. So that I am love, because indeed you are, and your work is love in action. And to remember your connection to love and also the forms in which love takes in the spiritual realm, the animal guides or through your pets or through angels working with you, through loved ones who've passed on, that you can remember that that form of love is there with you too, those loving divine helpers. Even we understand your Father is with you as well from the spirit realm, that we're not sure you've remembered to call in his love and comfort when you may be feeling less than confident, but that he could as well. We'd like to remind you of that, to remember his connection and that he's with you.
That's so beautiful, Jenny. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we have time for one more caller, if we have one. The number is 888-627-6008. And I hope for all of you listening that you're feeling this love and connection, how truly held we are and guided, the love and the support that is available, and that we ourselves are love. All right, I'm just seeing if there's any other one calling in, and if not, I'm going to finish here with a group ending, a group message for everyone listening. And I'm sure, as always is the case, that any individual message given today will have relevance for others, that we truly are one, so we can learn and get little pearls of comfort and wisdom in hearing others get their messages as well. All right. So I'm not seeing that we've got anyone else, and we've got a couple minutes, so I am going to tune in for the group, a little ending, what the High Council wishes for all of you to know and hear right now. That we are so excited and proud of all of you, that it is indeed a joyful day in heaven. Heaven, this realm of connection and oneness, this realm of home that you are still connected to, that may feel a bit apart from you as you seem to be in that body and form. But know that this heaven, this connection that we're experiencing, is alive within you and around you. And that we are celebrating here today, having what's like an angelic party, celebrating your connection with us, your homecoming, your rememberings, and your desire to keep connecting as a collective of light workers who are connecting with each other and with us, to keep lightening the world, to keep shifting and helping change the world. And so we thank you, and we love you, and we are you in truth and light and oneness. And go forward and have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. And so it is. All right, I'm just coming back into being me, Jenny, the host here. We'll say a little goodbye here for this episode. But no, the replays are available by tomorrow for sure here on bbsradio.com. And also they'll be going out as a podcast on iTunes. And feel free to share with others as well. If this is touching you, please share the word so we can continue to join together and learn from each other and grow together and remember together. And the show will be here in 2 weeks' time on July 11th. I am actually going to be with my brother and his family and my parents and my family having the start of our summer holiday. So I will likely be choosing one of my favorite episodes, and we will play that for you so you can still tune in and connect. Perhaps you missed one of the episodes so far anyway, so you can catch it then. But much love to all of you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for saying yes to your soul's calling, to your rememberings, to your connection, to your beingness as love, and your connection with others in love. And thank you for all the wonderful work and the love and action that you are in the world. All right. So, and connect with me here as well in between. So I am available on Facebook. You can find me in the Lightworker and Love Advocate Facebook group. You can request to join if you're not in there. We have lots of fun. We post, we share. I do videos. I keep you up to date on what's going on, any events or offering or webinars, information. And again, if you're feeling like it is time and you want the support, I can be your personal spiritual mentor in my 90-day program, and I would be my honor to help you expand and step into fully living and remembering your divine purpose. And that's in the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose program. And you can find information on the website, lovescurriculum.com. And it's under Mentoring Working with Jenny, that kind of that menu tab. All right. Much love to all of you. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.